Hello, my loves, and welcome back to a brand new podcast episode here on Abundant Self. I'm your host, Jules, manifestation mindset and social media success coach. I'm like trying to figure out still what type of coach I am because a lot has shifted in these last few weeks. And so therefore, I'm like, it's hard for me, to be honest, to like classify myself and to kind of like put myself into a box. I'm like, what type of coach am I? Am I even still coaching? Like all those things are just like, yeah, going around in my head right now. But you are, as always, so welcome to join me on this journey. I for sure have a lot of experience, a lot of knowledge, a lot of lessons that I can teach you, what I've gone through, and some lessons, some mistakes that I wouldn't want you to make. So if you are new here, welcome to this podcast. Also feel free to follow me on Instagram at Jules Bellot Coaching. That is at Jules Bellot Coaching. And if you are coming back to the show every single week, once again, thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for being here, for listening, for watching, for subscribing to the channel, for leaving a 5-star review on Apple Podcast or Spotify. This, as always, helps me so, so, so much to keep continuing this show. Now, without further ado, let's get into today's episode. For today, as I said in the beginning, I'm right now still myself trying to figure out where actually I'm headed. And for today, this is exactly the reason why I want to make this podcast episode and speak about this topic, because so many times we are thinking that we need to fit into this one box, or we need to do this one thing, or we need to stick with that one passion, for example, or that one business. And maybe this is even a podcast episode for myself, because I listen to my own podcast episodes when I'm going on a walk and I'm like, yeah, Jules, you got this. Do you listen to your own podcast episodes if you have a podcast? I want to know that I'm not the only one. Well, anyway, I want to give you now this permission slip almost. I want to allow you to really pivot, to change, to evolve, to grow however you like. It's not that you're giving up. It is simply that you have gained knowledge. You have gained so much more in these last 12 months, that maybe now you feel at a different stage in your life, in your business, in your career than a year ago. And I just want you to be okay with that. And I just want you also to acknowledge that it's actually something really, really good, and that so many entrepreneurs are changing their career paths or like their business model now and then, every couple of years. And they're like just trying to figure out what's working best for them, what isn't, what to change, what can be made better. I have such a problem with English today. I'm so sorry. But I hope this message lands with you, because I know that the person that is listening right now needs to hear exactly that. You are so, so perfect. You are so well and doing so well exactly where you are right now. And there is no being too late, being too old, being too young, or being too slow, or there is no such thing, because you are on your own journey and you are on your divine journey, on God divine's plan. You are on this journey for a reason. And it doesn't matter how long it takes. It doesn't matter how frustrated sometimes you are that you're not achieving the goals that you've set in the beginning of the year, for example. Now we're heading into the half already of the year. Like, what? We are in the end of April right now, and you might be feeling like, oh my goodness, time is just running away. I have not gotten anything done. I'm still with the same goals from January 2024, for example. And I just want to say, hey, me too. Like, so what? That's okay. Please let this pressure go. Take this pressure off of you, because you're doing so well. And maybe you don't see it because you're doing the same things over and over again every single day. But for sure, if you ask someone from the outside or someone who hasn't seen you or hasn't met you in, I don't know, a year, they might be saying, hey, you are doing so much. And I had this topic with a friend the other day where we haven't seen each other for 5 years, like such an incredible friendship, because we still can catch up here and there. And I've seen her now in Madrid because she lives in Madrid. And so when I was there, we met, we went for a coffee, and it was like, wow, you've done so much, Jules, these last 5 years. And I was just like, really? Have I? I mean, yes, I have, because I have changed a lot as well. I started first selling fitness courses, fitness plans, booty bands, and then through my knee injury, like all of that changed because it changed me also. It changed my, I guess, my calling here on earth. It changed my purpose, why I'm doing what I'm doing. It really, really, really changed. And therefore, I went into mindset and manifestation coaching. And from there, I went into business coaching. And from there, I went into becoming overnight an influencer. Not overnight, but like very, very quick. Into now being a content creator and brands paying me to create content for them. So for me, it's like, yes, I have done a lot, but it's also like not really a lot has happened. And maybe for you, it's something similar, that you're like in a situation where you're like, okay, well, I feel like nothing has changed. Like everything is still going on. And I, as I said before, haven't really achieved this or that. But can you please just look at it from an outside perspective? Maybe can you meet a friend you haven't seen in 5 years and listen to what she's saying or he's saying? Because sometimes we need to get out of our perspective in order to gain a broader and wider perspective on things. And, you know, that really helps us to take this pressure off of us that we are so happily always placing onto us. I know you are that way too, because otherwise you wouldn't be here. You wouldn't listen to Abundant Self. You probably wouldn't follow me at Jules Bellot Coaching and be interested in all those topics. So this is, again, quick little episode just from me to you, from the bottom of my heart, because I feel like we haven't spoken about such things on the podcast recently, of, you know, like allowing us, and we all know them, those things, but sometimes we need the reminder to have more grace for us, more kindness, be more compassionate, all those things. So with that being said, I hope this episode resonated quick and dirty. Other than that, I see you next week on the podcast here on Abundant Self. If you are watching on YouTube, make sure to subscribe. I love you so, so, so much. And please be you, do you, stay on your own lane, comparison trap off, and just do you, and have more grace and more compassion for you, because you're doing incredible. You're doing amazing. This is not a sprint. This is a marathon. Okay, this is not a sprint. Enjoy the journey, because the journey is actually the destination. It sounds so cliche, and I for myself haven't really noticed it until it really got to the point where I'm like, well, everyone always says hit the 10K followers or hit the $10,000 in your business. And, you know, this is like the big goal. But in the end, nothing really changes. Really, it doesn't. Besides, if you have 30,000 followers, suddenly maybe more brands are reaching out to you because they want you to create their content or whatever. But like, apart from that, okay, this is something that you might want to learn instead of my new course, Wealth with Reels, if you want to learn more about digital marketing, building a business online, becoming a content creator, growing and monetizing your audience, like all those things. You'll find it down in the description box. I'll leave a link below. But other than that, really not a lot changes. So I just want you to enjoy the journey. I want you to be present, be thankful every single day for how far you've come, and that you're doing amazing, and that I'm always here for you if you need to listen, if you need to talk to me, if you need someone to listen to you, I'm here and I love you so, 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 so much. Thank you for once again listening and joining us on Abundant Self. I see you next week. Bye.